Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, hurry, hurry. Gather around, everybody come close. Don't miss a chance to see a real MC put on the show. Yeah. Hurry up, come on. Hurry, hurry, hurry up now. Before you miss it. Don't get it twisted. This ain't entertainment. This is ministry. But there will be a show. Yo, prepare your hearts and minds. I'ma start the rhyme. I gotta bring it. Flow like this, it's hard to find. Precept upon precept, I spark a line. Upon line, upon line. Yo, my mind is like a freezer. Keep it wrapped cold and fresh. I just like them like that. It ain't to say I flow the best. This ain't about fame. Please, no pictures. Hold a breath. But if you ask it about feels well, no and yes. No, because it's about souls being converted. Receiving salvation, although they don't deserve it. Hip hop came from God. It got perverted. It sanctified and cleansed when the word is inserted. Yes, because I reflect who I represent. Made in his image and likeness, it's evident. God is perfect in all his ways, he's excellent. The glory of the Lord fills the earth indefinite. So everywhere I ride, God's kingdom is established. I declare as a judge of the earth, death is vanished. And all the wicked nations I visit, just to ravish. They land and will give to the hood and make it lavish. Step up. Yeah. Hurry, hurry, hurry up now. Before you miss it. Yeah, you never heard a rhyme like this. Never ever like this.
Come on,
never ever like this. Everybody out there, clap your hands. There's no bondage in Christ. It's the right to dance. It goes one for the Father, two for the Son, three for the Holy Ghost. Let's have some fun. I love to hear y'all scream loud at my live show. I take authority and move the crowd like I'm 5-0. Throw your hands in the air like you got a question. Jesus is the answer, not a suggestion. Yo, there's none before him, none after.
Yeah. This is the Relationship Hour with Pastor Moore and Brother Dennis live. And Brother Dennis, you all with me right here?
I'm with you, man. Let's do it.
Listen, man, I want to start the show off with a real good intro for our topic for this evening. And so I'm going to do it like this. You don't mind, do you?
Oh, man, let's do it.
Nothing without a woman or a girl. You see, man made the car to take us over the road. Man made the train to carry the heavy load. Man made the electrolyte to take us out of the dark. Man made the boat for the water, like Noah made the ark. This is a man's world. But it wouldn't be nothing without a woman on earth. And a baby boy. Man makes them happy, 'cause man makes them toys. And after man makes everything, everything he can, you know that man makes money to buy from other men. This is a man's world. about a woman or a girl. He's loud in the wilderness. He's loud and bitterness.
Hey, you, yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. WESTONWORLD1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WESTONWORLD1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
Tune in to the Dennis Life Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Keith, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show. That is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. WESTONWORLD1.com.
Yeah. Welcome back. This is the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo and Brother Dennis Live. And so we have another good broadcast here tonight dealing with another good topic that people in relationships tend to find themselves experiencing, if not on a daily basis, definitely on a weekly basis, if not on a weekly basis, definitely on a monthly basis, if not on a monthly basis, definitely on a yearly basis, dealing with finances in the home, finances in the relationship, and the question of who should be in control. And so we just heard James Brown say that this is a man's world. And so with that song, but he also said it wouldn't mean nothing without a woman or a girl. So if this is a man's world, should the man have control of the finances in the household? Whose money is it? Is the topic. Statistics say that 14% of American households have their money completely controlled by men. So the question is, should men control the finances of the household? And if the answer is yes, should this be true even if the man is not bringing any income into the household? So we thank God for another opportunity to come and broadcast live. This is live on Blog Talk Radio. We thank him for waking us up this morning and allowing us to participate in his creation. And like always, we have Hosea 4:6 as our foundational scripture, which is, "My people perish from a lack of knowledge." And we know that that verse is saying a lack of knowledge of who God is and who God is to us. And so the Relationship Hour radio broadcast on internet radio, we do this every Thursday night at 7:30. We have different topics about different matters that may be going on in relationships, and God is blessing us with people who are listening in and then also sending us messages, getting further information. And so that's the hope of this particular broadcast, is that the information will be given, and you also have another avenue in which you can seek information if you need it. We just created a Facebook page for the Relationship Hour, and at the end of the broadcast tonight, we will let you know how you can be a part of that page and that group. And we look forward to, after the show, you want to go there and either leave a comment or somebody may say something that you want to address, that's totally what that page is for, is to be interactive around the topic of the night. We will also, during the week, just post different things, scripture-based, of course, about relationships, and hopefully that'll help also be a resource of information in our relationships. People of God, tonight, good topic. So we look forward to you calling in. If you desire to speak live on air, I see we got the calls already coming in. If you desire to speak live on air, the number is 347-838-9106. Again, the number is 347-838-9106, and you'll be prompt to press the number 1, and that which will allow us to see that you want to say something, and then we can put you on air. Brother Dennis?
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, I'm excited about the conversation on tonight. I just want to ask you here, who should control the money in the house, the men?
No, the women.
The men?
The women.
The men?
The women.
Hey, we're gonna let the people call in and let us know who they feel should control the money in the house. And since you got the women and I got the men, we're going to take a scorecard and see who come out to be victorious in the conversation on tonight. So I'm excited. Let us get ready for the conversation on tonight. Brother Dennis is going to be with us all night long, and he's going to give us insight and feedback. We also going to have a panel, a couple of people to call in. We're going to have this lively conversation about this topic. So I don't want to say sit back, but if you're at home listening online, go ahead and sit back. If you're standing up or if you got the speaker going to where you and your mate is sitting there listening to the conversation, we welcome you too. We look forward to the energy being high. We look forward to the information being good, and we're looking forward for our spirits to be fed. So without further ado, let's talk.
The homeless are still homeless, the poor are still poor, yet we find billions of dollars to fund senseless war. And yes, we're fighting terrorism, what about the quiet racism, dividing among ourselves, somebody's crying for help, heaven is listening. Heaven is watching. Heaven knows. And they may not play this on the radio, cause the devil don't want you to know. If we don't stop the hypocrisy, the nation will lose its soul. Then rather play music about money and sex, like we don't have no intellect. Somebody need to show some respect, cause God ain't through with us yet. Heaven is listening. Heaven is watching. Heaven knows. Yeah, yeah. Heaven knows. Heaven knows. The preacher's death's not preaching. Jesus, them not teaching. Oh, heaven knows the politicians are stealing. Oh, heaven knows. Heaven knows the ones that are out there killing. Oh, heaven knows. Woo! That the world needs a revival. Oh, heaven knows. That we walked away from the Bible. That's somewhere we lost our feeling. Oh, heaven is listening, heaven is watching, heaven knows. Oh,
welcome back. Welcome back to the Relationship Hour. The topic for the night, whose money is it? And I laugh because when you think about relationships, there are some hot topics within, I don't care what type of relationship you're in, that'll really get a conversation going. And one of those topics that really get a conversation going between two people who are in a relationship is money. Brother Dennis, it has been my experience that money will take a conversation from cordial to crazy, if you will, talking about what to do with that M-O-N-E-Y. And if you're in a relationship where you're living with that person and you guys have certain responsibilities, light, gas, rent, car note, cable, cell phone, you name it, and figuring out what money should go on what, and how to allocate monies to what, that could be some strong conversation around the topic of money.
Yeah.
And so, go ahead. What you think about that?
Well, it definitely depends on the situation. You know, the household. Some people will support. Some people who's the most dominant. You know, sometimes I just say the women, because, you know, some of them, they are majority of the breadwinners that I've been hearing, you know, saying lately when I've been taking some polls. And to me, and to my knowledge of it is, it's how you play your cards with it, you know. I'm going to root for the women today. For some odd reason, I think they're going to win.
Okay. Well, you might got a strong win behind your back right there, because the truth of the matter is the statistics show that in most of the households, especially in the African-American community, women are the breadwinners.
Yeah.
And so when women are the breadwinners and there's an opportunity for a man to say, we're going to do this with your money, that's almost like speaking Chinese.
Yeah.
And so we want to look at some more statistics. We're going to look at different parts of the relationship and see whose money is it. And is it fair, in that we just heard James Brown say it's a man's world, is it fair to say because I'm the man of the house that everything, regardless of who making it, you know, who bringing it in, I'm in control of it because I'm the man of the house. And so we're going to look at that. And one thing that are in play here, Brother Dennis, you got control that's in play here. You got power that's in play here. You got trust that's in play here. We got obedience. And I know that's a strong word. We might just need to take obedience out. What you think about that?
Yeah, man, replace it with benefits.
See, benefits. agreement, you know, defining roles, you know, all of that is in play in this conversation right here, in that somebody may feel that whoever controls what happens with the money controls what happened in the relationship. Or somebody might feel, you know, whoever controls what happened with the money, they got power, or the most power in the relationship. They may feel that, you know, there is no need to consult each other when it comes to, if somebody is saying, okay, I'm in control with the finances, of the finances, regardless of how it comes in, once it gets here, it's my responsibility to make the decisions on how it is dispersed. So it's a sensitive topic. This is a no-judgment zone, and we want to hear from the people because there are, based on the statistics, there are people who are living together that deal with this situation. So this is a real live thing that's going on, and may not know how to handle it, may not know how to process it, may not know how to have a conversation surrounding it, may not know how to come to a common agreement about it. And so we pray that tonight somebody get off the line and say, you know what, let's try this. You know, we've been arguing about this. We've been going back and forth. So my daddy said this, or my mama said that, and so this, because they said it, I'm going to do it in my relationship. But maybe when somebody hear the broadcast tonight, they leave with their own understanding of how not taking their daddy's advice or their mama's advice, because their daddy or mama probably came up under a whole different system or a whole different understanding. But in 2013, you know, and people that's dealing with this issue might have a whole nother understanding. So we want to get to the bottom of it. And what do you think? Do you think it's more people feel like if they let somebody else make the decision over the money, do they feel they're releasing control or releasing power? What's your thoughts on that?
I think it's more of a, I don't think it's the controlness. I think it's more of the complaint. You know, it gives that person a reason to say something. You know, for instance, if, let's say my girl's the head of the household. She got the money. You know, she's making this. And so far, she said, okay, well, all right, I'll let you make the decisions on spending. And I might go out and get a pair of, you know, dress socks. And she might say, well, we need to get some groceries. You see what I'm saying? And to that point to where it's like, okay, dang, dress socks ain't number $7. But that person just, and I'm just going off the small things. The other person, right, I say, well, we could have got some ground beef for $7. The complaint level, you know, just to give that person enough reason to say something, even though they say, okay, I'll let you make the decision. So, you know, I think it's more of a complaint struggle there, you know, in most cases. Mm-hmm. You know, I haven't been in that situation, really. You know what I mean? So, I mean, it's right, just kind of hard to really.
What about selfishness? What about people who may come from a background where being selfish, you know, this is mine, they got the mind syndrome. This is my money. This is my, I work hard for this. This is, you know, I need to make control the stuff that I work for. They got the I and mine syndrome. What about those people that can justify or would justify being in control of what they make or what they bring in just because they're selfish?
Well, let me just play this real quick. Let me see. I know I'm going to jail if I say so. Well, anyway, man, I'm going to take that chance. Oh, yeah, right, man. I mean, if that person feel like they working hard for their money, yes, I believe it's going to be some kind of, and I think that's natural. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, a person probably making money to please, but they probably not making enough, you know. They only trying to make enough just to, you know, make ends meet, and they still want to make their significant other happy, but they're sacrificing, not say nothing sometimes, to make that person happy. But then after a while, you know, it takes a toll. You know, I'm sure people are going to be selfish by nature, you know, when you're trying to be protective. And it all depends on what kind of ideas or what kind of route that that person is trying to go with it. You know what I'm saying? My female might have a different outlook on certain things, and I'm probably looking at it like, okay, well, I could take this money and I could go get me three True Religion outfits. And she looking at it like, well, we could put this money on something towards the mortgage, and we could have extra 3-6 months, you know, left on savings. You know, a lot of the female, they want to save and push it towards something else. Some of the guys, we look at it to our point to where, man, I want to at least splurge, you know, put on something to dress nice. So, you know, that's why I'm saying, like, I might go to jail for that one, because just looking at it from a female standpoint of view, you know, yeah, you know, or even a male point of view. It's so hard to be one-sided.
Right.
Since I'm taking the women, I'm going to say, yeah, you know, that's their money. You know, they selfish by nature. You know, you might be free-hearted to give it, but they just selfish by nature. That's how I feel to it.
Does that make a healthy relationship when you have a mate that is selfish, who has that mine or my or me attitude towards their money? I don't know. I just think that the relationship, if it's two people, and especially if it's an engagement or if it's a marriage, goes to another level when it comes to finances. That goes from me, mine, my, and now it's us, it's ours, it's we. And when you have that selfish core, I don't know, maybe that won't bring the most into a relationship, or it won't allow the relationship to go to another level, because maybe one person, like, and it's not a female, we're not just saying the females are selfish. Selfishness can go on both sides. And so if the male is selfish or if the female is selfish, however, they're taking a relationship to another level, but they're not taking their selfishness to another level. Do you think that it kind of hinders the growth in the relationship? It's almost like when we were dating, you took me, or we went out to McDonald's. And then when we got married, we should have upgraded and started going to, you know, a sit-down eatery place. I don't know any, you know, places where you got $75 a plate or something like that. But when we got married, instead of going to the $75 eatery, we still going to McDonald's. So we ain't growing. And I just use that as an example of when relationships go to another level, everything need to go to another level. So it's like we getting engaged, but we staying the same.
Oh, I got you.
Or we get married, but we still acting like we dating each other, or we just met each other at the club. No, when the relationship goes to another level, the way you treat. We treat each other has to go to another level, because we're no longer just out, you know, out and about doing what we do. Now we've said, okay, it's you and me, you know, we going through this thing. If we get married, we're doing this thing for life. And if we're doing it, you know, for life, there should be a different level of understanding when it comes to the things that we make decisions on. So when it comes to money, there has to be a different level. It can't be a me, my. So I'm just, you know, kind of putting it out there just to see what you think about that.
Okay.
Should there be growth? Should there be a different understanding when you take your relationship to another level?
Absolutely. But it all depends on that person, what they set in their ways. Are you willing to change? You know, sometimes some people just feel like they nothing wrong with their situation, and they're going to be the person that they feel like they are. Sometimes they feel like they're selling out when they're trying to change, you know. Yeah. So, yeah, it'll probably be a selfish part into it, because a person might be like, I'm not going to change me for nobody. I'm going to be who I am. So that's another thing. So,
are you willing to change?
Right.
Boy, you said something right there. Are you willing to change? And that's a good question. Are people willing to change? Because there has to be a level of change when you get into a different level of your relationship, because you know you got to change your perspective on dating. You're not freely dating no more. You got one person that you want to be with. So is it that you're selective in change, or are people selective in change, meaning that they can change on some stuff, but they're not going to change on other stuff? So with money, because we know people love money, with money, are people willing to say, I'm not changing on my stance for money, but yeah, we can change the furniture. I don't really care about the color of the furniture. Let's come to an agreement. But when it comes to money, there's like this line drawn. You see where I'm going with that?
Yeah, you keep your money, I keep my money. But if I'm making all the money, I'm going to keep mine the way it is. They limited changing. It's not a whole change. Yeah, I'm limited to certain things in the change.
Wow, limited changing.
Prenup.
Wow, whose money is it? So selfishness won't allow you to change, won't allow you to grow, but your relationship, you want to take the relationship to another level, but you don't want to take the consciousness that comes with another level in relationship with it.
Hey,
wow.
Hey, Pastor, I'm scared to even ask what's in my girl bank account.
But look, and that's a good point. Oh, my goodness. You just said something else. Fear. Are there people afraid to even address the issue because they don't want to? It's almost like they're going along to get along or getting along to go along. You ever heard of that? And so you won't even bring up the topic of sharing the responsibility of, or coming to an agreement of whose money is it, who's going to be responsible for the decision-making when it comes to the money, regardless of how it gets into the house. Once it gets into the house, if my name is over that house, then whatever comes in the house falls under my direction and falls under my control. And so if there's two people that don't have that common agreement, and I'm not saying that's the way it should be. We're going to look at some scriptures in the next half of it, of the program, and see what the scriptures say, how we should react one to another, how we should respond one to another, and how we should govern ourselves in an array of issues, not just when it comes to money. But I just want to get the real right now. I want to get, you know, the selfishness hinder, you know, some type of common ground on whose money is it, who should be responsible for the money. Is fear a part of it? You know, is fear of control, fear of power? You know, if that person controls how the money is being spent, that mean they got the power in the relationship? Or does that mean they have the power in the relationship? So all of that, it comes into play in the conversation tonight. And by us having that conversation, I am prayerful, man, that somebody will hear something tonight that's going to help them get an understanding. And I know you said women got the control or got the power, but I like what James Brown said.
This is a man. but it would mean nothing, nothing without a woman or a girl. You see, man made the car to take us over the road. Man made the train to carry the heavy load. Man made the electrolyte to take us out of the dark. Like Noah made the ark. This is a man's world. But it wouldn't be nothing, not a woman or a girl. Man thinks about a little bit of baby girl and a baby boy. Man makes them happy, 'cause man makes them toys.
Hey, 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 you, yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONW.
Tune in to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show that is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworld1.com.
Welcome back to the Relationship Hour. We are talking about the topic of whose money is it? There has been a study done that say that 14% of all households in America, a man controls, or the man controls the finances in the household, 14%. And so it's a small number. And so the question becomes, should the man control the finances in the household? And then if the answer is yes, should this be true even if the man isn't bringing in any income, if he is unemployed? Should it just simply be because he is the man of the house, he should control the finances? And so Brother Dennis and I have been having a lively conversation around the reasons why people may not buy into giving over control to somebody else. And we talked about people being selfish might be a reason. Are you willing to change? You know, could be a reason. Fear that that person might have control, fear that that person might have power, you know, if they control the finances in the household. We want to bring in to the conversation right here to join us, Brother Gerard, who usually joins us in our conversation. And so we want to get them into the conversation on the round table around this discussion. Brother Gerard, are you here?
Yeah, this is a man's world. There won't be nothing without them girls.
A woman or a girl. That's right.
That's all right. Hey, man. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah. Go ahead. You want to go ahead and add in on the comment? What do you think about it? I started by saying men, didn't say women, in terms of who should have control of the finances. What do you come in on the topic?
Well, honestly, I think either or can do it. I think it comes down to trust. And whoever's the most trusted should run it, you know. And lately, the women, that's why the women dominate, because they appear to be doing a fair job in allocating the money and getting bills paid and making sure things is up to par. Not saying that a man can't do it. I'm quite sure. I know a couple of men, you know, that's close and dear to me, and that they're doing a good job. But it's the trust. It's God's money anyway, so that's who's supposed to be running it. But the thing is that women have been running it. Not to me, honestly, it's about trust, because who's to say when all the money go in the pot and you pay all the bills that she ain't slapping her nail money and her shoe money and on the side. You don't know all what's going on. She can, and her little going out money a little extra. And she can say there's nothing left, but it really is something else. Or she can say, we ain't got no money. And she done stacked up 4, 5, 6 G's. You don't know, you know, because all you're doing is get paid and transferring everything over. So you don't know what's going on. You know, so all you know is stuff getting paid. So it's one of those situations where I can honestly say the women have been pretty good at doing it, and you know, I'm guilty of even my wife running the money in the house. You know what I'm saying? But I remember you made a comment. Do they run it because they're the breadwinners because they're making more, or do they run it because they're just better at it? Well, if we made more, would they still run it? Or would the man stand up and say, you know what, I'm going to run it because they're making more? So it usually seems like the one who makes the more who gets that green light to say, yeah, I'm going to I'm going to be the accountant. So it's kind of weird to say, you know. Yeah.
Wow, but you know what? You said something right there, and I want to get some feedback on this.
Mm-hmm.
You said, is ignorance
mm-hmm.
a reason why somebody else should have control over the finances because simply the other person is ignorant toward how to run the finances, meaning that maybe they don't know how. And so if they don't know how, why should they, regardless if it's a man or a woman, if they're not educated on how to appropriately handle bank accounts, how to appropriately handle keeping track of what money or what checks are out and balancing a checkbook and things of that nature, then they should not, regardless of male or female, they should not have any responsibility with dealing with the finances. Is that kind of what you were saying?
Absolutely. I mean, that's a way, yeah, I was saying that, but I think the biggest thing is trust. Would they follow through what they say they want to do or would they hold back? Would they be honest in saying this is it or would say this is it but it's really not it? You know what I'm saying? That is about the trust. And when things all get paid, if a person's in charge, you know, and they, you know, their responsibility to allocate the bills to be out, they'll get paid, you know, is everything going to get taken care of? Or they're going to forget something here and there, a light bill, a gas bill, a cell phone, something, you know, child care. They're going to forget something. You know, you're right. Are they capable of doing it? Well, my biggest
No, go ahead and finish.
So my biggest thing is that the emotion behind it, and when you got that responsibility, does that change who you are in your home? You know what I'm saying? it shouldn't, but it does. It's like who, that's the person who runs the conversation. That's the person who makes the decisions too. You know what I'm saying? That's the person saying, you getting sex or you're not getting sex. I mean, it runs everything. So, like, as soon as they get that role, it automatically makes people fall in line, you know, and that shouldn't happen, but it do happen, unfortunately. So that money thing is a huge thing, you know what I'm saying? But my biggest thing is that if a scenario is like, okay, when a man and woman, they get paid, they all put our money in the pot and we pay the bills, and whatever's left after paying our bills, we split. Okay? If the man is the breadwinner, that usually happened that way. You know, if, you know, because she's not making as much, and whatever's left, they can split. But if the woman is the breadwinner and she's making all the money, I mean, that's a fair one. A man likes that scenario. You pay all the bills, you know, get everything taken care of, and then whatever's left after putting a little in the joint for a cushion, you can split that, and that's, you can do what you want to do. All males that I know, they're comfortable with that. But if the woman is the breadwinner, she's making all the money, and you're making less, they don't want to do that. It's more like put all the money in, pay it, and you get an allowance.
you're
going to split all of it. This is what you get this week. This is what you get for 2 weeks.
Wow, boy, you said stuff.
Yeah, man, it get deep because they making more money. They ain't gonna spend all their money because they can be making $55,000-$60,000. You only making $38,000. You think they gonna split that on you? But if you was making all the other, it won't happen.
Wow, you done said a couple of things. I want to touch on. I want to ask Brother Dennis this too. And then we're gonna. I see we got a couple more people on. I wanna bring in. I gotta get a female perspective on this. But you said that because the woman controls the intimacy, it kind of gives her or favors her because she controls the intimacy to also control the finances.
There it is.
Wow. So jump in right there, Brother Dennis. Give me something on that.
Well, I never really had that problem in that department. I think the intimacy comes from if they mad at you. You know, I think far as where it comes to me on the part of, I don't know, can y'all hear me good?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Man, I think it comes from if that person's, let's say y'all get into a relationship, that person's making more money than you, okay? Let's say you both got a job, she's making more money than you, and let's just say also how you lose your job. And when you lose your job, she got to take it. She got to foot everything else or whatever on the thing. I don't think that the, you know, most women in most cases don't like doing it. You know, so I mean, far as when it comes down to intimacy, I think that's more of if they upset with you, if they mad. You know what I mean? Basically, if they upset or mad, because sometimes, man, if you with a woman that know they got the sex of it and they controlling it.
Well, I wasn't really meaning it that way. I was meaning it in a way that if she controls the money, she controls the intimacy. The money, if she's making the money, then she controls the intimacy. Not if she controls the intimacy, she controls the money. No, not that way. But if she's making more money, she can make the money to the intimacy. So if something happened where your money, your check is short, or if you're not doing what you're supposed to do, or whatever, or you spend too much money here, who told you about them Jordans, or who told you about that video game, then not only that you ain't getting no more access to the bank account, you ain't getting no act, you ain't getting in the jungle. Yeah.
So that way it comes down to where you mad. She mad that you did. She upset. You know what I'm saying? Because when it comes down to the breadwinning part, you know, okay, for instance, I'm going to flip it just a little bit. You know what I'm saying? For instance, I know at my job where I work at, the guy said, man, well, I'm at, you know, I go to work. I don't really make too many decisions, so I talk to my teammate, which is my significant other. You know, I just bring home the money. She pays all the bills. So I just give old, I give her the paycheck, and she do what she need to do. So when you saying, like, on the part of ignorance of it, you know, saying maybe that person don't know how to manage the money, and the woman probably do know how to manage the money, or maybe it's the, you know, that's how the tradition is. The woman is at the crib, and the man is at, you know, the man out supposed to be working, and they bring home the bread. Now let's say if it goes vice versa, maybe the person, the man is the accountant. He know how to handle everything at the crib, and she probably just know how to go out and, you know, make the money and, you know, and bring it home and do what you have to do. See, that, see, this is real tricky here, you know, because according to the to most people, even though the women are mostly now, they say, quote unquote, the predominant of bringing home the breadwinners, you know, it's on that person again, you know, as far as, you know, how people come in with the prenup or whatever the case may be. I'm going to take it out. Let's just say this. It's up to that person. Is she willing, or is he willing to sacrifice? Well, let me ask you, Mary, are you willing to sacrifice your funding for the household to make your wife happy? Are you willing to sacrifice everything so that way the bills and everything get paid? You know what I'm saying? That's where it comes to. That's where it boils down to. If that person is willing to change again, to say, okay, well, yeah, I pay everything, I do this. But they give you a statute of limitation on it. You know what I'm saying? I pay for everything to a certain amount of time, and then, you know, this is what it is. Some women might be comfortable with it. Like, I want my man at the crib. Let me go ahead and take care of it. I want to please my man. You know, and vice versa. I probably want my woman at home. You know, if I'm making all the money, my woman shouldn't have to work. You know, it's real tricky. It's real tricky, man. You know, I think what it is, Pastor, if you read that scripture one more time, maybe I could probably kind of relate to it a little bit. Because, but
what you talk about people, parents, due to a lack of knowledge?
Man, because you don't know. You don't know what that person is thinking on the other hand when it comes down to the money. Now, yes, sacrifices have been made in a relationship, but how long is that woman willing to sacrifice? You know, is she doing it out of love? Is she doing it because she know that that person has got good potential? You know, do she see something that's good in this man, or is she just doing it because she's the breadwinner? How can you do it? I'm doing it from a woman's standpoint because, you know, I'm taking on the woman's side tonight. You know, right. Most women I see don't do it. The most women I see are doing it. It's 50-50. Right.
Now, let me do this. We got somebody else that want to come in. I am privileged to have this brother join us tonight. He is the host of Wednesday night conversation on Dennis Live Network. And if you all haven't heard his show, he has a good conversation about urban issues, anything you can think of. He addresses that topic in a real knowledgeable way. And so I know we're going to take this the broadcast to a whole nother level. Brother Casey, you
how you doing, man? How y'all doing, brother?
All right.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm in the building. What's up, Dylan? How you doing, man?
Hello.
I'm chilling.
Listen, we talking about who should control the money in the household. Should it be the man? Statistics say that 14% of American households have it to where the man is in control of the finances. Regardless of how the finances come in, the man is in control of it in 14% of the households in America.
Mm-hmm.
And so the question is, should a man be in control of the finances? And if the answer is yes, should that even be the case when he does not control, I mean, when he does not bring any finances into the household?
Okay, I mean, it's really dependent on who value system that you're speaking for, because, I mean, back in Africa, the women was the ones that control all the financial stuff. So, I mean, it's just depending on what position you're standing from. Now, from what I know, a marriage is a union. You know what I'm saying? So, basically, I mean, nowadays, in this culture that we live in, everything is about money. You know what I'm saying? Everything is about money. And that, if you really look at it nowadays, that destroys a lot of marriages because of the money situation. Like I said, you know, a lot of men is not bringing in the money nowadays, and a lot of women are. But as far as controlling it, I mean, I would rather for the woman to control it, because I think women make better decisions with money, you know, with the finance, than a man does. You know, our minds is on other things and everything. But that, I mean, that's just my standpoint on it. But it's depending on what culture and what value system you're looking at the situation from.
Mm. So now let me ask you this. Is it fair to say that it's okay to give up to turn over the responsibility of who control the finances to a woman simply because it's easier just to say, here, go ahead, you take care of that? Is that a fair analysis to say, here, this, you know, I don't want to deal with it. Go ahead and you handle the finances.
Yeah. I mean, would it be easier? I mean, it's depending on if the woman wants to handle that. I mean, all women are not really the same. As I speak, okay, on my wife real quick, she handles most of the finances in the house, and I'm fine with that because I know, you know, she don't really make any dangerous moves with the money, you know, that we have. But, I mean, I'm kind of cool with it. She liked doing it. She liked flipping the books and everything, so I just let her go ahead and do it. You know what I'm saying? It's not that I don't have time to do it or, you know, that the male shouldn't do it. But I feel like a woman is going to make wiser decisions. It's dependent on the woman, too. Let's get that straight. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like the woman is going to make wiser decisions with the money, you know what I'm saying, and leave y'all what y'all should be standing at. Now, there are some women now out today that they'll go spend the money on Gucci and all of this other stuff, and everybody will be broke. But it's just all dependent on the person and the type of woman that you got.
True.
I mean, I think it's right. Cool. I think it's cool for, you know, women to handle the whole financing thing if the man don't feel like, you know, dealing with it.
Now, it's two things I think we're talking about. One is who handles the finance, and the other is who controls.
Oh, okay.
The decision making. So, for example, you know, if I get paid and I just come and say, okay, here's the money, put it in the account. But when it comes to who spends the money, I mean, when it comes to what the money is being spent on, who should control that power?
I feel like both people should. I mean, when like if a person want to go buy something, a husband want to go buy something, he should be able to approach the wife and be like, look, this is what I'm going to spend, this is what I'm going to buy. And it should be the same if the wife wants something, you know, to approach, and then they sit there and they sit down and come to a conclusion how much money is going to be left. Did we pay this bill? Did we pay that bill? So I think it's more of a you know, two people thing on that table. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I don't think.
What if every time you come, she says, no, we can't do that. No, we can't do that. No, we can't do that. So your request gets shot down when you come. And so after a while, you get frustrated. You just don't go because you already know. She's going to be like, no, we can't do that. No, we can't do this. We can't do that. How does that play out?
How does that play? Well, I think it's, like I said, it's more of a, you know, discussion that y'all should have. Like, you know, she should let you know the reasons why you're not able to do that. And, I mean, if it's a good reason, then the man should be more respectable towards that reason. Like, okay, we didn't pay the cable bill or whatnot, so I can't do that because we got to pay the cable bill unless I don't want TV. I feel like everything, if you get married, it's a union. So it should be a discussion. Everything, every problem you have, from the finances to everything, should just be a discussion to come to a conclusion on how y'all both should handle the situation. You know what I'm saying? So I think it should just be more of a discussion. If she's shooting you down every time, y'all should discuss why, you know, you can't do these things and why you can't do these things and come to a conclusion. Now, if she's just doing it to be spiteful or she going to spend the money herself, then I don't know how you should play that out. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you should. It's time that you have your own bank account and she have her own bank account. But if y'all together, y'all should be able to talk about that together.
Okay. And you know what? That's on the next side of the segment. We were going to look at that. Joint accounts or separate accounts. Is it because you can't come to an agreement, is it right, especially in a marriage, is it right to have joint accounts, separate accounts in a marriage? And so on the other side of the commercial, we're gonna address that. And I want to get a female to kind of chime in here,
okay.
and we got a couple online here, and I want to get at least one of them to give us a female perspective because the brothers are strong tonight. Even though Dennis is taking the female side, and I'm taking the male side just for the sake of debate. Just for the sake of debate, and
I'm
so
we
want to get the female side of it. So after the commercial, we're gonna come back and talk about should it be right to have separate accounts in a marriage? Does that even make sense? Does that even make common sense? And so after the commercial, we're gonna talk about that.
Okay, cool.
Nothing without a woman or a girl. You see, man made the car to take us over the road. Man made the train to carry the heavy load. Man made the electrolyte to take us out of the dark. Man made the boat for the water, like Noah made the ark. This is a man's world, but it wouldn't be nothing without a woman on his bed.
Hey, you, yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. WESTONWORLD1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WESTONWORLD1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
Tune in to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show that is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. WESTONWORLD1.com.
Welcome back to the Relationship Hour, Pastor Mo and Dennis Live. We are talking or addressing the topic or subject of who should control the money in the house. Whose money is it? We looked at a recent study that said that 14% of American households have the man control the finances in the household. And so the question became, should men be in control of the finances? And if yes, should this be true even if they're not bringing finances in? And so Brother Dennis has stated that the women should control it. Brother Case, who has his show on Wednesdays at 7:30, The Conversation, which addresses a lot of topics that deal with the urban community, a real good show, real high-packed energy show, high-packed knowledge show, and I would encourage people to listen in on Wednesday nights. But he also said that he just feels comfortable allowing the woman to make the decisions of the finances, and when it comes to how the money is being spent, there should be a collaborative conversation around it, even if the woman continues to shoot down the man's ideas. It should be some type of conversation around why. And so I wanted to, before we went to a commercial, I asked that a female caller give us her view on this topic and this subject. And so, oh, my bad. We also heard from James Brown saying that this is a man's world, but it wouldn't mean nothing without a woman or a girl. So we're going to bring in Sister Trina, who has been listening in with us. And so we want to hear from a woman's perspective, Sister Trina, whose money is it? Regardless of who bring it into the house, when it gets to the house, who should be in control of the money?
Well, my own personal opinion, I feel that a marriage is 50-50. It's not who's whose and what's what. It's 50-50. And so if the woman is making the money and maybe she's too busy and she don't have the time to sit down and do the books and all that type of stuff, and the man does, or maybe the man is extra busy and he don't have time to sit down and do the books, and the woman does. It's all about who has the time to fit that category. It's not about, oh, you know, I know more than you, so I should do this or I should do that. No, it's all about whoever has the time to do it, whether it's the man or the woman. And as far as having separate bank accounts, that's nonsense, because if you're going to do the marriage in a 50-50 way, then having separate bank accounts is not 50-50. That's 50-40, you know. So I think that the husband and the wife should share the bank accounts, and whoever is not the busiest should be the one to be over the finances and handle all the extra stuff that needs to be done in the home. Everything should be shared. Things should be equal.
So you're saying convenience should be one of the factors. Whoever is not inconvenienced, or whoever has the time to do it, whoever has the, whoever is the less busy of the two should control the money and make decisions over the money. Whoever doesn't have something too much going on, they should be the one to control. Now I want to ask on the topic of separate bank accounts. Now, does that necessarily mean because you have two separate bank accounts that something is wrong with the relationship? I want to ask Brother Dennis, and then Brother Gerard, and then Brother Case, and then come back around to you, Sister Trina.
Okay.
Does that mean something, if you decide to say, okay, listen, I make $70,000, the bills of the house, including mortgage and everything, we decide to go half on that. I'm going to put my money in my account, but I'm going to pay half on the bills. She put her money in her account, and then she pay half on the bills, and we just keep the extra, whatever the extra is. Does that necessarily mean that something is wrong in the relationship, or does that mean that somebody is being selfish? Talk to me on that, Brother Dennis.
Oh, man, you got to up and go to jail again.
Oh, I would have loved that one.
Basically, man, Well, I really don't have a problem with it, you know, depending on the situation. You know, if she's controlling on the money, and if I came into the relationship and I know that this is, you know, she's making more than me, she's doing what she's doing, I have absolutely no problem with it. You know, if that's your money. Now, where I will be, like, over happiness with joy is if she say, okay, well, look, babe, this is my account, this is what it is. Be real submissive with it. This is my account, this is what I have in it, this is what that is. I would be more appreciative with that than her making more money, because it really shouldn't even matter, you know, the 50-50, you bringing this to the table, you doing that. Let's say, for instance, your significant other was making all his money, got fired on the job or broke a limb, then what? You know, I mean, are you going to say, okay, well, this is a 50-50 type of deal, you know, and let that person go?
Okay.
Or are you going to say, well, I know complication reasons, what would you do with that? You know, that's the whole gripe.
Okay. You said something right there. Brother Gerard, do you want to give us some feedback on that? You got to unmute your phone, I believe. Brother Gerard?
There you go. Sorry about that. Respecting the feedback. Yeah, I actually agree, and I actually didn't make my decision about who I feel that. So, you know, who's more responsible in running the household? I say the women too. So, actually, what Dennis was saying, I need a small recap.
Well, let me ask you, on separate accounts, when it comes to separate bank accounts, does it necessarily mean that if you and your old mate decide to have separate bank accounts, that means that something is going wrong in the relationship? Or do you see anything wrong with having a separate bank account? Or, you know, if you're married, should it automatically be you should have a joint account, because separate accounts leaves room for secret, you know, for mistrust, you know. You know, somebody might say 1 month, well, I ain't got enough to put on for the cable, so I need you to put on more. But then next thing you know, they got tickets for a cruise. He said, wait a minute, how you got money for a cruise, but you ain't got money for the bills? So does that leave room for mistrust when you have separate bank accounts? Go ahead.
I mean, any opportunity where rope is gave, it leaves room for distrust, but it shouldn't be distrust in it, period. So, but at the same time, me and my significant other, we have separate accounts and we got a joint. But it's all about trust, you know. But I think in a relationship, you should have your own money, regardless on top of the responsibilities and being done. I believe in that. I believe in reward. So I make sure no matter what we got going on, if it's there to do after things is taken care of and after a certain amount is put in the joint for emergency, I think that it's fair to she have her own money and I have my own money and do what you want to do with it, because this stuff, this responsibility is taken care of and the cushion is there. That's the whole goal. But if things tight where there's no cushion and we, you know, barely getting by, then no, I think that, you know, everything should go in the joint. And if we don't have anything, it should be just enough in your personal account just to put gas in your car and survive, because everything should be getting paid out of joint because we don't have it. So does it mean that you're cheating? No, it don't. Because if you don't trust her with her own bank account, then you seem like that means you have trust issues, period. If you don't trust her on her phone, then you don't trust her once you leave the house. You got some other issues going on if you can't trust her with a bank account. So, yeah, so I don't think that it means anything. I just think it means that she has the right to not walk around with cash in her pocket and put it in her bank account.
Mm. oh, you said something right there. Trust. I don't know if anybody, I'm going to ask, I don't know, and then we get into Brother Case. I don't know if anybody heard impulse shopping. Anybody heard about that? Impulse
shopping.
Yeah.
When you be out and about, you just see something you got to buy. And this is accredited to, you know, some women having like 50 pairs of shoes, 60 pairs of shoes, 70 pairs of shoes. What happens when you see bags coming in the house, but when it's time to for the joint account to pay the bills, the other person say, well, I ain't got it. You need to, you know, can you put a little bit more, I'm tapped. But every time you look around, you see a brand new box or whatever, you know, movies or, you know, or whatever the person like, and you see that coming in. But when it comes to the joint account, does that kind of create an environment of mistrust, an environment of saying, wait a minute, I don't think you being as honest as you're saying, because every time I look around, you got something new coming in, or you're sneaking something in, and you're trying to make it seem like it's been there all along, but it ain't been there because I've been
Stay furniture, move around the house.
Wait. Let me get that last question real quick. I mean, if you need two separate accounts, man, that's right there, a lack of trust. You know what I'm saying? Like the sister said, that everything should be 50-50. If you, a union means you become one. So if you can't trust that person, you know what I'm saying, to do right with your money, you shouldn't even really probably even be with that person like that.
Amen.
So as far as them coming in with, like, bags and items all the time, I think, man, nowadays, I'm just going to say this, I think a lot of people get married for the wrong reasons. You know, women end up marrying dudes because they got money, and men end up marrying women because they look a certain way. Then in the end of the day, there's no trust there, no type of trust at all. So, I mean, I just think it all boils down to people talking about things. If you can't talk about the financial things with a person, then I just feel like y'all shouldn't be in no union together.
Wow. Wow, now that's strong right there. So, Trina, go ahead.
He's absolutely right. Everything is, you know, 50-50, and I'm just gonna put this on. We have to remember everything starts with God and it ends with God. If you're not going to wait on the Lord and allow him to put that person in your life, then you're going to end up with whatever you pick. But if you wait on the Lord and allow him to put that man or that woman in your life, then you're not going to have those issues with trust. You're not going to have those issues with someone sneaking in with bags or doing things that they shouldn't do because, you know, I believe that God does not give you junk. I believe that he gives you somebody, your helpmate. And if he's going to give you a helpmate, he's going to give you the right person that fits you. And then that person will be someone that is willing to work with you, willing to, you know, do whatever it takes to make the marriage work 100%. And so to have separate bank accounts, that would cause confusion. And we all know that God is not the author of confusion. So to have, that's to me, that's sneaky. That's sneaky. I believe that the husband and the wife should know about everything. Everything that goes on in the house, both of them should know. And it shouldn't be, okay, I know about this and he don't know about that, or she know about this and he don't know. No, everything should be talked about. Everything should be discussed. And I believe the husband and the wife, at the end of the day, should sit down and go over the finances, whatever needs to be going over. They should do it together as a team. That's where it comes, you know, that's how men and women become best friends, because they sit and they discuss everything together.
Wow. And you know what? You said something right there about best friends. And could this be a wedge in the openness to be or becoming, if you're not already best friend, of becoming best friend, because you every time you get paid, you got a secret. But let me throw some more statistics in here. 31% of American households equally share the finances between the man and the woman. That's a low number, 31%, which means that you know, out of in that 31% number, which is a small number, that people are collaborating. They are saying, okay, we're going to share this, we're going to do this and the other. We're going to make decisions together. But the study also says that 26% of American households have their finances influenced by the man in the home. And then 14% just have complete, 14% of households, the men have complete control. So you figure that an additional 10% of households have, if the man is not controlling it, he's influencing the decision of the finances in the household. And so maybe, just looking at the statistics, we already know that half of the marriages that take place in the United States end in divorce. So if 1 million people got married in 2012, half of those people are separated. And so maybe because they're coming in with mistrust or coming in with this, well, I'm going to have my own account, you have your own account, you know, and we go half on the bills. And next thing you know, like I said, these trips come up, you know, I'm going out of town this weekend. You're like, man, how you get money to go out of town when we trying to get some stuff for the kids? And you say you ain't got the money for the kids. And so there are different levels of mistrust that can come in with separate accounts, I guess is what I'm hearing, in the conversation. And it's a good conversation in that also I'm hearing that most of us are saying that it's equal. Some of us saying the women, we don't mind the women taking control and doing what needs to be done with the finances. And most saying it should be equal. It should be between the woman and the man, should equally come together and say who controls the finances in the household. But when we come back on the other side of this break, I want to ask the question, when we talk about trust, I want to ask the question, what Brother Dennis said. He said something important. He said that what happens if you get injured on a job or you get into a car accident and now you don't have those resources? So you have a joint, you have a separate account, but now you go down. Now all of a sudden you have to depend on that other person, and it becomes okay. I want to talk about that on the other side because that's an important factor in this conversation about sharing the responsibility or who should have control. Should it be the women or should it be joint? So we're going to play this song, and then on the other side of the break, we're going to come back and talk about that.
Nothing without a woman or a girl.
Tune in to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show, that is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworld1.com.
Oh, yeah.
Are you connected? If so,
India Irie, and I'm a big, huge fan of India Irie. I love her music. I love her spirit, and I love the way in which she comes and presents her music. But listen, we're back to the Relationship Hour here at Thursday night, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with Pastor Mo and Dennis Live, and we have a very good panel tonight. We got Brother Case, who has his program on Wednesday nights here on Dennis Live Network, which deals with urban conversation, urban topics. So he is an energetic host, and Brother Dennis is on there with him, and we are excited about him. And then on Friday nights, there is also Thank God for Hip Hop on the Dennis Live Network. And then on Saturday, he has a variety of different topics. And Saturdays, just so you know, is our most listened to day. And we have an overwhelming amount of people who listen in on Saturdays. But today the conversation is, whose money is it? The money that come into the household, whose money is it? And we're now talking about separate or joint, separate accounts or joint accounts. And I want to go back to Brother Gerard, and I want to hear get a little feedback from him, a little bit more feedback from him on the separate account or the joint account, and then we're going to continue with our panel as we move forward. Brother Gerard, you want to comment on that?
Yes, I definitely do. I just think that it is a very sensitive subject, and I was listening to Brother Tim and Sister Trina, knowing that they have very strong feelings about success and how a man and woman should share everything, and I don't think that it has nothing to do with if a man have a joint account and they have their own separate account. The window is there for distrust, but I don't think that distrust is there because they have there. I just think that it's good for safety. It's good for, you know, because if you and her got all your money in this joint account, then you don't want to be walking around with that joint account card, you know what I'm saying, because due to death or something like that, you know, all you and her finances in there. So I think it's smart to have a single account, so that she can do whatever she's going to do with hers and vice versa, you know. And you live together, you know what's being purchased, you know what she's making, she know what you're making. You know, if something come up, pop up, like, okay, well, when you get that $60-$80 purse, you just ask, you know. She has the right to pay her money to get what she wants. Most things are getting paid and nothing's being ignored in the home. And a person should be able to say they have some money to get whatever they want to get or do what they want to do. As long as you ain't getting all crazy, you know. But that don't have nothing to do with lack of trust, you know. And we've been doing it for so fucking time, and we haven't had a problem with it. You know, so I think the lack of trust is going down to from the beginning, regardless if you got a joint or not. If a person's going to cheat, they're going to cheat. You can have same blood. You know, all he got to do still, if he's going to do whatever he's going to do, he's going to do it regardless. So it ain't got nothing to do with joint or not, or having a joint or not having it. It's just, it has to do with the trust part of it, period. You know, and you trust each other, and it's going to work, period.
Okay. And you know what? Looking at some more statistics, it says 22% of households, it says 22% of American households have a woman who earns more than a man in the household. And so 22% of households have a woman who earns more money than a man in a household. So that's another question. If, say, if the woman earns more, you have a separate account and with a joint account, and say the bills, you know, might come up to $3,000 a month. You bring in, I don't know, $2,000 a month, and she bring in $5,000 a month. You all decide to split the bills down half. Half of $3,000 is $1,500 from you and $1,500 from her. When the $1,500 from you is taken, that leaves you with $500. When the $1,500 from her is taken, that leaves her with, what, $2,500? So, I don't know. Is that, you know, I want to get the feedback from the panel. Is that a fair way of operating when you're with somebody? You know, when one person makes way more money, but you all are decided, should it be, okay, well, since you make the most money, let's kind of proportion the bills? Or how should that go? Brother Dennis, you want to lead us on that? And then Brother Case, you want to join in on that?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I think it's unfair a little bit, but it also depends on the agreement.
Wait, I didn't.
I'm going to jail.
Say it again. I didn't hear you. Go ahead.
I said it's going to be furniture moving around here. No, I'm just saying. I think it's unfair. You know what I'm saying? That the person is, you know, bringing in majority of the money. But at the same time, if you knew this is the agreement that you both had, then it's nothing that you pretty much can't say. You know what I'm saying? Like, personally, I take it from me. If I'm bringing in more majority of the wealth and I know that Miles is not making as much, I wouldn't put all the slack on her. You know, I'll put majority of the portion in because, I mean, that's just me, I'm a man. You know, that's just how freely and open-heartedly I am in. I am that type of person. But if she's making more than you in that situation and y'all make this agreement to do it, then, you know, you got to try to find a way to bring in your weight. Now it's up to the part to where, let's say, for instance, the man is not making as much. Is the female willing to, you know, accept that? Okay, well, maybe you might fall short. You know, will that woman be okay with footing the end of that bill without getting mad at you? You know, so yeah, it all depends on the situation.
Okay. All right. Brother
Case. Basically, man, I'm gonna say it like this, man. If you with a person, man, I mean, if y'all married and y'all claim y'all love each other, the finances shouldn't be a problem at all. I mean, I'm gonna say right now, currently I'm not working, my wife is, you know what I'm saying? But when I was working, I used to come in, you know, bring my check in to her and give it to her and not have a problem with it. You know what I'm saying? If a person is holding you down, they holding you down. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. It's really, to me, it's not an issue on my end, you know what I'm saying, on the financing thing. I feel like if you love somebody and you with them, that should not even be an issue. Y'all both working together. If something fall down, both of y'all should be trying to fix that thing together. Now, when you were saying about what if the man get hurt, you know what I'm saying, and the woman have to take care of the bills, well, I feel like this, if you get hurt and you with a woman that gets mad because you're hurt and she got to pay the bills, then you shouldn't be with that woman. I mean, that's just it, plain and simple. Wow. People nowadays, real quick, people nowadays say that they love somebody, and I have seen it with all, like, a couple of my friends. They say they love each other, and all of a sudden, like you said, a year later, the relationship is over, and this person is a B, this person is an asshole, and, you know, it's just crazy because a lot of things, you know, people just front about the whole love situation, and, I mean, I don't know, people need to get it together, I guess.
Wow, you man. You said some good things right there about if you're with that person, you should be with that person. It shouldn't matter what comes, what storms come. because you all are together, you're going to see it through to the end, and it shouldn't be, you know, if one person go down or if the other person go down, there is some anger or frustration at the fact that that person went down, because you never know when it can happen to you. You know, you never know when that shoe can be put on the other foot, so we have to have compassion, especially in marriages, with one with another, in regards to the situation. Sister Trina, you want to jump in right there?
Yes. What I think it is when a man or woman is dating and they plan to get married, I believe whatever is decided before the marriage even begins. So if there comes a time where they have a discussion and says, okay, if I get hurt and lose my job, then what? You know, a marriage is for better or for worse. And so if a guy gets hurt and can't work or don't have a job, it's for better or for worse. It doesn't matter who puts the most on the bill, because it's a team. It's a team effort. It's all about being a team. It's all about being together. So that really doesn't, to me, in my opinion, it really doesn't matter if he paid more, if I paid more, because we are a team. And so it's not like it's a surprise as to what we discussed before we got married. That's why people should talk instead of just, you know, jumping into things, you know, because that's the worst thing a person could do, just jump into something. That's why the man and the woman need to talk about things first so they'll be aware, and it wouldn't be a surprise. Like if the man lost his job, then the woman can't say, oh, well, you know it. I was looking for it, you know. No, that's why the man and the woman need to talk about the situation first. But, you know, with me, it doesn't matter. If I'm married to someone and if something came up and he lost his job, I'm still going to be there because it's for better or for worse.
Would you allow him to control the finances? Say if something happened, he lost his job, you still working, and you bring home the check, would you allow him to control the finances?
Yeah, because if I'm too busy to do that, then yes,
no,
why not?
Well, I guess what I'm saying, regardless of convenience, mm-hmm. I'm saying period.
Okay.
If you was working and he wasn't, would you come home and say, okay, because some people say, well, I'm fine with just giving, you know, my wife the check and just
okay.
tell her to go ahead. Would you be fine to come home and you working and you just like, here you go, you know, I'm bringing home the bacon. Go ahead and do what you want to, you know, go ahead and handle
okay.
that. Would you?
Okay, but I'm going to be honest. It all depends. I'm just going to keep it real. It all depends. Now, if he's not working for a reason, I can understand that. But if he's sitting back with his feet kicked up and saying, okay, I don't care what you say, I'm not just going to work to get you. No. No, he's not going to take care of his No, absolutely not. Matter of fact, he's going to be hit the dough.
What if he's looking? He actively looking, but he just can't get hired. And this has been like 3 years.
If he's looking, things do happen. But I'm just saying, if he's just sitting back and just saying, okay, I don't want a job, I ain't finna work, I don't care how you feel about it, then no. But if he's looking and he's trying and I see that he's trying hard, yes, I'm willing to work with my husband in any type of way. So if he's looking and there's nothing out there, then why not? Why not? Huh? Then it doesn't matter to me. It really doesn't matter to me because we're still a team regardless. But if you have the attitude... Yeah, but if he has a different attitude about the whole situation and just won't do something just because he don't feel like it, then there's a problem. But if he's trying, then, you know, we're still a team regardless, no matter what.
And that's that agape love, I guess, we talked about, which is a selfless love where you love like God loves and you're not loving just the appearance of a person or what you see, but the love is inside of you, and so it has its own characteristics and characteristic traits inside of you, and so you would be willing to look past the fact that this person hasn't worked in 3 years, but you come home and give them the check, and so that, you know, that's good to have that tangible. And what we're gonna do, we're gonna play a quick song, and then we're going to come right back and go and give our final remarks. This has been a real good conversation. I hope somebody is being helped by this information. And I think Brother Dennis hit it right on. Most people saying, you know, they're okay with giving the woman the money and that the woman is more responsible. I think somebody said that. And somebody also said it just depends. It can be shared 50-50. And so when we come back after this quick song, we're going to give our closing remarks and then shut the program down for this week.
Tune in to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show that is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworld1.com.
Hey, you, yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorld1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
Let's go. Peace.
We are back with the Relationship Hour. This has been a good conversation. We're going to ask our panel to just give us a quick roundtable and feedback on their closing remarks regarding the conversation of whose money is it? Whose money is it really? You know, is it with 14% of the households, the men completely control the finances? Should that be more? Should they even be in control of the finances? Or does it really make a difference? And if the answer is yes, should that be the case even if they are not bringing any income in? And so it is warm in my heart that people are saying it really shouldn't matter. If you're married, this is a union, this is a tandem, if you will, and it should be shared. So we're going to ask, and we only have a few minutes, and so let's try to keep our responses to 1 or 2 minutes, our closing remarks, and then we're going to go with Sister Trina, Brother Gerard, Brother Case, and then Brother Dennis with our remarks. Sister Trina.
Pastor Mo, can I go second? Because I didn't hear what you said.
I was just saying we're going to give a quick closing remark about the topic, what you think about the topic for, you know, for a couple of seconds here, not even 2 minutes, but because we're down at the end of the show, so if you can give a quick response about what you thought about the topic and, you know.
Okay, well, my thing is, as long as everything stays 50-50 and everyone stays honest in the marriage, then everything will work all right.
Okay, 50-50 and stay honest. It'll work all right. Brother Case?
I agree with what Trina just said. One thing real quick, like when she was talking, my wife was in the, she's listening, she was in the bathroom screaming like, well, it's both of our money, you know what I'm saying? So I just feel that don't marry nobody if y'all can't trust each other with your finances. I mean, that's really just my closing remarks.
And again, everybody, on Wednesday nights, every Wednesday night, This is probably the most mild you're going to hear, Brother Case. He's full of energy, full of fire, and I love that. That's why I listen in on Wednesday nights. And so please tune in at 7:30 every Wednesday night, the conversation. And he's dealing with topics that address the urban community. And so it's a wide-open conversation. And so please tune in to that conversation. Brother Gerard, you want to give us your closing remarks?
Yes, sir. I just think that it was a great show, and I think it was a learning experience through all of us. Look at finances from different perspectives, and my closing remarks to it is that it's kind of going back to what Brother K said. Just you know, if you're in it to win it, you know, definitely stand fast and being with somebody you care about and you love with. Don't invest in somebody else based on what they have or what they look like, something like that, because those things do perish. And when it comes down to it and you become sick or something happens, you know, you don't know what you really have, and the money will not be enough to keep you together. You know, if it dissipates or even become more, you know that you're not meant to be together. Regardless of what's going on, you can lose the money or you can just get too much money and that can run you away. So that lets you know your union wasn't strong enough to withstand whatever level of how money is. So you just fall in love with God and everything else will work out.
Amen. Brother Gerard, I want to thank you, man, for joining us. He is, each show got like a co-host. We try to have co-hosts and people to call in on a regular basis. And Brother Gerard's been faithful in helping us out on the Thursday night and the Saturday and the Friday. He's been all over. So we just thank him for his participation. Brother Dennis, you started out saying the women, and I think you won, man. I think the consensus is, you know, people are more comfortable just saying, here you go, baby, and just, you know, do with it what needs to be done. In addition to, you know, it's 50-50, we can come to the table and discuss it and, you know, make the decisions together, but I feel comfortable just allowing you to handle the situation. So I think I tip my hat to you.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Go ahead and give us your closing remarks.
There's nothing else said, man. I just kind of figured that the winner was going to be the, you know, the predominant winners over this situation here. It's mainly up to the relationship. You know, when you start out being together dating, you know, it's all about the common grounds of what you come into. Because going into marriage, that's why you got to have that type of counseling to know. You know, some people just automatically just free-hearted with it. You know, hey, we married, or we dating. I want to give everything to you. So I think with counseling, this is a part of it, you know, as far as, you know, the fellas that are married, you know, one couple said, you know, like you said, his wife was screaming, this is our money. Brother Gerard said him and his wife, they got a joint account and they got their own separate accounts. So it all depends on it's different strokes for different folks, you know, with it. The situation is all upon that person. Well, them two people, Sister Trina said, you know, she will give up all her rights under certain circumstances. You know, just the whole submissive thing is not that. You know, she has certain feelings about it. But other than that, you know, like I said, man, it's all about what you want and if that person's willing to change with you, you know, or what do that person want, and are you willing to change with that person? You know, that's the whole thing. And then it comes back to it again. You know, that way it'll tell you if this is the person for you or if this is not the person for you. It'll tell you later on, probably before you get married. So those are my closing remarks, man. It's, you know, whatever the change is for you.
Well, I thank everybody for calling in and giving feedback. I pray that somebody who is listening in, either over the internet, by tuning in to www.westernworld1.com and listening in, or if they called in, I thank everybody for giving their Thursday, a couple of minutes on Thursday nights, this Thursday night with us around the subject of whose money is it. I just want to leave us with a couple of scriptures here. Genesis 2:24 says, therefore a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. It is also said in Matthew, Jesus repeats it in Matthew 19:5, and said, therefore a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. And then in Ephesians 5:25-33, I'm going to read 25 and 26. I'm going to read 25. It says, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present to the church her in splendor, without spot or wrinkle. Without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. And then verse 28 says, in the same way, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. And so if you love your own body, you don't have two bodies, you only have one body. If you are becoming one flesh, that means you are as one. And if you are as one, the decisions in the household should take place as one. And that should be across the board, not just for finances, but that should be done with concerning the children, concerning everything that happens in the household. There should be a as one feel or spirit in your decision making. Now, with that being said, however, we know that each of us have been given a responsibility in the household, and men were given the responsibility of being the head of the household that follows Christ. And so if the man who is given the responsibility of being the head of the household that follows Christ, then that means that the woman with the man both would follow Christ. However, when it came to leadership, in addition to following Christ, she would submit herself to her husband, and her husband would submit himself to her, but he is the leader of the household. In my house, I've been fortunate to have a wife that understands the structure or the order in the household, and that I don't forcefully make the decisions or overwhelmingly make the decisions in the household. We come together and make those decisions. However, we have an understanding that no decision is made without us coming together about it. We don't have a separate account. We have a joint account. And if she is out somewhere, out and about, she would call me or text me and ask, could we do this or can I do that? And usually I'm not going to say no. I'm going to say yes, but just the respect, if you will, of not just making arbitrary decisions. Regardless of who is the breadwinner, or who makes the most money, or who makes the less money, just that respect factor is important. Another thing, as the man of the household, I give, and I don't mind sharing this, I've always made more than my wife. However, when it came to getting a paycheck, I was all in, and so it wasn't a factor of, you know, because I make more, it should be a split or a difference in how we split the bill. No, with a joint account, whatever is in there is in there. and whatever we need to take out, we take out. And so it cuts down on confusion. It cuts down on, somebody said, mistrust. It cuts down on a lot of speculation. If she comes in with book with bags, I can just simply look at the account and see, okay, this was spent, but I already know because she gave me the respect to let me know. So I've been fortunate and lucky to not to have a situation where that has been an issue in my relationship. And so, but without an understanding of the structure, without an understanding of there's only one leader in the house when there's a man and a woman there, as long as that man is following Christ, that woman would not or probably should not mind following him. And whatever your household or however your household is set up, different strokes for different folks, I just believe that what the Bible says is sufficient and is enough to govern our lives, regardless if you believe it or not, or if you believe in it or not. I've decided that this is the structure that we follow in this household. And so it has worked out, and I would recommend or suggest that you even try for yourself in terms of how your finances should go in a marriage. It's not necessarily the man should control it or a woman should control it, but it should be a collaboration based on the scripture saying we should submit ourselves one to another and become as one flesh, one identity. If we was watching a movie called Drumline, they would say one band, one sound. And so when you have multiple sounds in your household, when you have multiple directions going on in the household, there is room. Not saying that it will happen or it could happen, but there is room for it to happen. Well, and I leave us with this, that in the beginning when God created Adam and Eve, they were both naked. And they were physically naked, but also that nakedness didn't have anything in front or over them to hide anything. And so there was no, they saw each other in the raw. God saw them in the raw. When Eve split off and went off and heard a different voice and came back and took what she heard and gave it to Adam, that's when sin, as we know it, entered into the world, and punishment was issued in that they disobeyed God, and by them disobeying God, he gave out his punishment. So I thank everybody for tuning in. This is a no judgment zone. Nobody is right. Nobody is wrong. We're just giving out information, and you decide what's taking place in your household. But I gave some scriptures if you want to read it. There are more scriptures that talk about relationships, that talk about responsibility, that talk about how we should treat each other, one to a man and a woman, that makes sense. If you believe it or not, at least it makes sense. And as couples, we should be seeking to become one flesh, regardless of who you are or what you describe to. We should be striving in your household to become one flesh as men and women in a covenant. And so we thank you. Remember, Wednesday nights is the conversation with Brother Case. Thursday is Relationship Hour. Friday is Thank God for Hip Hop with Brother Dennis and Brother Case. And on Saturdays is general conversation about different topics with Brother Dennis and Brother LB. So please tune in, set your calendars or whatever so you can join us on these days and be enlightened from the program. Without further ado, I thank you for joining, and we'll see you next week.